Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall. We're talking about the latest on Gypsa with Colin in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
At the recent Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Washington, Colin Woodall, briefed members on what's going on in D.C. right now at USDA regarding the Gypsa rule. And we asked him after that briefing to fill us in as well.
So USDA is right in the middle of this process. Matter of fact, they have taken a submission and sent it to the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, at the White House to get their determination on whether or not it fits their mandate and how they're going to move forward. Now, a lot of your listeners are probably surprised that we're talking about the Gypsa rule again. It's been pretty quiet. You know, Secretary Perdue came in and killed the Gypsa rule. This was the rule that came from the old 2008 Farm Bill, and we thought it was over. But the Organization for Competitive Markets, OCM, sued USDA, and even though that lawsuit was thrown out, the Department of Justice said that they need to move forward with the rulemaking, so that's why we're here.
And so what do you think is going to probably come out of what USDA will propose?
So we have given USDA some options of how they can make it better and actually make it something that the livestock industry, particularly pork and beef, can live with. You know, when you look at the Packers and Stockyards Act, it was meant to look at protecting the marketplace, not necessarily the individuals. And there have been 8 U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal that have passed rulings that support that. And if this rule can use that in some shape, form, or fashion, then it could be a rule that we would like and would be very helpful. However, if it mirrors what we saw from the 2008 language and the ultimate proposal that we saw in the Obama administration, then we will have a problem with that and we'll have to fight it.
At this point, if they did kind of mirror those court rulings, that would obviously be more defensible, you would think.
It would be, because when you have 8 U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal that agree on something, that's pretty strong track record. And it's rare that you see U.S. Circuit Courts that all agree like that. And it's also rulings that have come across over many different years. They haven't all happened at the same time. So there's a very strong precedent there. And if Gypsa or USDA can go ahead and put that in their new Gypsa rule, then I do believe it'll be something that we'll be able to support.
I guess for OCM and some of the populist groups that have pushed hard for a very strong oversight or regulatory or framework there, they're probably continuing to lobby USDA on this.
Yeah, they're going to lobby USDA, and the unfortunate part of that discussion is they just don't understand the Packers and Stockyards Act. They think they do, but they don't. And we believe that the Packers and Stockyards Act has all the teeth that it needs. We just need to make sure it's being enforced. That's the conversation we need to have. That's a more productive conversation. Does the Packers and Stockyards programs over at AMS, do they have the funding and the staff to adequately enforce what's already on the books? If you add more to the books, but you don't have the people to enforce it, then we're not making any headway here.
Colin Woodall, who believes that we will be seeing the handiwork that USDA has been working on in crafting a new Gypsa proposal sooner rather than later. Colin Woodall, who's the Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs at NCBA. Want to remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Big Horn Classic live from Sheridan, Wyoming, the 19th to the 23rd of August. It'll be seen live on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction each day started at 9 a.m. Central Time. 208,000 head will be offered. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.